Thank you for calling K. Novinger Jewelry. How may I help you?
I was beginning to think that you were on a forever vacation.
No, I've been back for 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Have you really? Oh, my gosh. I've talked to, like, Jackie, and you've been busy. So what's going on?
Oh, just trying to get caught up. You know how it is when you're away. It's like, well, and then my schedule changes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, today I'm in, and then tomorrow I'm off again, and then I'm working Saturday again. So you probably were missing me on Saturdays.
That's all right. So what's going on? How is everything? You been busy?
Oh, yeah, we've been, trying to stay afloat. I mean, people have just been coming in. Of course, a lot of lab grounds, which drives me nuts.
I know.
I mean, well, we did have the two carat NASA, which was awesome, you know. But yeah, we got to get back on that, right?
That's right. I know. Well, like I said, I mean, a lot more natural. Was it yesterday or the day before? One of my coworkers, his customer had bought a 7 carat back in 2024 from us. They
How many carats?
A 7. Natural.
Oh, 7 carat.
Natural. So they traded it up, and they traded from a 7 to a 10. Isn't that crazy?
From a 7 to a 10, what, they didn't pay anything?
Well, no, they paid the difference because the
but
7.
I mean,
they paid the difference, but...
But
yeah.
I was thinking back then the price was so much higher than it is now that they probably didn't pay that much.
Actually, so the 7 carat in 2024 was like 100. Hold on, I'll go to the account. I want to give you the right numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so back in 2024... They bought a 702 cushion GSI-2, and that was $139,110. So they got that amount towards the trade-up of the 10. The 10 carat was $326,600.
Whoa, I didn't anticipate that much of a
jump.
I was thinking they brought it... bought it, like, back around COVID when the prices were even higher.
Oh, like, back in, like, 2020, 2022 is when they were, like, through the roof, yeah.
Yeah, they were through the roof then, but still, that's fantastic.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll just give you an idea. So during COVID, Kristen was selling, like,
diamonds.
She was selling like carat and a half, like candy. Uh-huh. I'm not kidding you. So I'll just give you a 201 round. SI1 GIA back in 2021 was $15,778. Today, that diamond is, I want to give you the exact price. SI1. Today, that diamond, the same quality, is 11,817. So, got 4 grand.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't that
something?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep trying to tell the people, but some of the people just don't. The people that have the money, they're always buying naturals, but we get a lot of these young ones that they just don't have the money, and the girls are like, I want a 2 or a 2.5 carat. Well, you know they're going to get lab grown because they don't have that kind of money.
I know, exactly, for that, but I just saw an article, actually, that Blue Nile...
Yes, they're not going to do lab grown anymore. I saw that too.
No, it didn't say that they were not going to do them. They were going to
they're going to incorporate into, like, the James Allen and the Blue Nile are going to be, like, incorporated somewhere, because Signet doesn't want to focus on those anymore. That's what I saw.
But they don't want Blue Nile reportedly deprioritizing some.
Yes. Yes.
So that's, yeah. So James Allen actually is no longer going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to dissolve it. They're completely going to get rid of jamesallen.com. I want to say
yes,
August.
Yes, they are.
August.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, kind of incorporate it into, like, another area because Signet controls all of them.
I know they do. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
do you guys, you have a Diamonds Direct around there, don't you? You, like, closer to,
I don't think so. Like Diamonds International?
No, Diamonds Direct. They're,
yeah, I don't know them.
Oh, well, Direct, PA. I want to see if they're in Pittsburgh. They have one in Pittsburgh.
That's why I don't know them. They're
so anyway, they like have like chains all over the place, but they always say that they get their diamonds directly from Israel. That's why they can be so cheaply priced. But they're like really hardcore, pushy, like car salesman type people, right?
Wow.
Well, anyway, they actually, a couple years ago, there's probably, gosh, I want to say like 200 maybe, 200 Diamonds Direct around the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
They actually got bought by Signet Sterling.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. But yeah, like they buy up so many. Like they have Zales they bought. Piercing Pagoda, K's, Jared's. I don't know if there's still a J.B. Robinson anymore.
No, either.
But there's a...
No wonder. I mean, and then the thing of it is, they, like, their prices are really high.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Do they still, like, how long ago did you work for them?
I worked for them, I'm coming up on 8 years here, so.
Okay.
Say 9, almost 10 years ago.
Okay, so you're more recent than me, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't worked there probably in 20 years. But when I worked there, they owned their own credit. That's why they were able to give people credit so quickly and easily, right? Like 18-year-olds could get a credit card with a limit of, what, like $300 or $500 or whatever.
Oh, well, no, now they go through, I think they're...
Oh, do they go through, I was going to ask.
Citicorp, yeah.
Okay.
I think they're through Citibank or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it's still, they push everything on credit because they're so big and they have this they have a corner on the market, so... Credit card fees to them are nothing because the majority of the people that shop there are buying things on credit, where here the people aren't needing
Correct.
Credit. Yeah.
The other thing with them doing credit,
mm-hmm.
like remember how they had 12 months interest free?
Oh, yeah.
And you put X amount of dollars down, and they had mm-hmm. another one. Was it 90 days?
Same as cash.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you didn't pay that off, then you would get all of the accrued interest back.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, people would not pay their credit card, and they would just leave, and so they have the jewelry. So it's like they do it as a write-off. It's the weirdest crap, you know.
Wow, and they'd always, like... They wanted us to sell on credit. Oh,
this
beautiful piece here could be yours for, and you would get the credit card price.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be like, oh. But then they wouldn't tell them like that's like for the life of the piece.
Right, yeah. It's X amount of dollars per month.
Yeah, per month forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, forever. And people would be like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, I know.
But,
ridiculous. But anyway.
Yes.
Just wanted to check in on you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I will, I do have, I'm going to try to contact this one person because they were looking for a natural. So I need to try to get back with them because they were looking to do a nice ring. So
awesome.
I reached out to him. But, yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds
okay,
good.
Okay.
Well, always good talking with you, okay?
Yeah, good talking with you. All
okay.
Right. Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.